Hello, everybody. As you can tell from the mass amounts of white noise, I am not in my usual filming space. And that is because it's time for another episode of Cooking with JB. So, thank you so much to Blue Apron for sponsoring this video. After you guys keep requesting them, they continually sponsor me, which is really, really nice. So if you want to try Blue Apron, they're giving away to the first 100 people who click on my link, 3 free meals. So that's down in the description box below. If you don't know what Blue Apron is, let me tell you. So, Blue Apron is a delivery service that delivers you 3 recipes. I think you can choose different numbers, but I got 3 recipes in a box, and they send you all the ingredients to go with that recipe. I'm talking fresh ingredients, like this cauliflower here. Now, I chose the vegetarian 2-person box, so every meal will serve 2. And you can also go for the 4 if you have a bigger household or you just like extra leftovers. If this is not your first JB Blue Apron video you've seen, you know that I've been using Blue Apron for quite a while, actually, even before my YouTube channel started. So, always very excited to do one of these. I'm not a very good chef, actually. So, I can attest to the fact that these are doable, they make you feel awesome, and they're very, very delicious. So, let's get started. I already took the liberty of taking out the recipe we're going to be doing today. This is the roasted cauliflower salad, and this is what you'll expect to find in your box. Really easy to follow recipe card, and it will tell you what ingredients has come in your box. It will tell you the time it takes to make. This one's 30 to 40 minutes, 2 servings, and it says seasonal salads. Don't get much more satisfying than this. We're bringing roasted cauliflower and sautéed kale together with cheesy toasted breadcrumbs and a briny caper-studded dressing. Served on top, soft-boiled eggs to add extra richness. So this is our roasted cauliflower salad with caper brown butter and Parmesan breadcrumbs. Not something that I would make if I went to the grocery store alone. I would usually make a grilled cheese. So this is kind of where the fun of Blue Apron comes in. There's 6 steps, each detailing exactly what you need to do with the ingredients that they gave you. So, the first is to prepare and roast the cauliflower. And that's what we're gonna do. I've gone ahead and washed all of the fresh ingredients. They sent me eggs in this little carton. They arrived safely. They sent me garlic. They sent me a lemon, and they sent me these knickknacks, and a knickknack is just little things that you need. So in this knickknack bag, we're going to have butter, shallot, capers, pinko breadcrumbs, and grated Parmesan cheese. So let's get started with the good stuff and chop up this cauliflower so we can get it roasting. So here is our cauliflower. And this is just a seasoning. My phone that can move away. And our knife. So I'm going to go ahead and chop this up. It says on the ingredient sheet that I'm going to cut out and discard the core of the cauliflower and then cut it into small pieces. We're going to place it on a sheet pan, a little olive oil, salt and pepper, and then we're going to roast that. Mention if anybody hates terrible knife skills, look away, it's too late. This is all going onto a baking sheet, which is good because this cutting board is way too small. Let's see how well this roasts. I'm gonna go ahead and get my bottle of olive oil here. Cauliflower is ready to go in the oven. The oven is very loud. I apologize about that. So I'm gonna go ahead and put that in. It's gonna go in for 22 to 24 minutes. So I'll set a little timer, and then we're going to be, you guessed it, slicing more items. This is the bag of knickknacks, which are all the tiny stuff, like butter, seasonings that they might give you, and in here we'll find our shallot, garlic, parmesan, breadcrumbs, capers, nutrition facts, and our butter. So here's the back of grated parmesan cheese. I'm gonna give you just enough, so no wasting or anything. Here's our little packet of breadcrumbs, which I'm super excited about because I really, really like crunchy stuff on top of food. Here's our little disc of butter. Comes wrapped in foil like that, but we won't need that until the very end. These are capers. We haven't had capers before. Super salty. Really, really like them. And of course, our shallot. I love shallots. I think I could do an entire ASMR video on a shallot. So I'm gonna let the audio sort of speak for itself for a little bit, but I'll be back with some voiceovers in a little while. Hello guys, so we are at the stove, and here is where I'm going to go ahead and start the breadcrumbs. So it says 2 teaspoons of olive oil, and we're going to let that heat up. When you're cooking, it's way better to use regular olive oil instead of and extra virgin olive oil, which is really what you find a lot in the stores. I find that to burn very quickly, and trust me, I know a lot about burning food. So while we're waiting for the water to heat up for the soft-boiled eggs, we're gonna make the Parmesan breadcrumbs. So this is heating up. We're gonna add the breadcrumbs, season with salt and pepper, toast it for 2-ish minutes, and then we're going to transfer it to a bowl and stir in the cheese. Okay, and then we're going to use the same pan to cook the kale. So what I want to do is get the breadcrumbs, and I took the cauliflower out, as you saw. Do you hear that? That's the water boiling. Let's not set this house on fire. The water is boiling. Almost set a boil to the side. I'll show you the eggs. They came in this little carton. I thought for certain I would break them, but all I have to do is transfer them to the pot of boiling water, and we've called that one a day. Let those sit over there, and I'm going to open the breadcrumbs. When I put the microphone down, you'll probably hear a lot of bubbling sort of noises, so okay, so we want to be careful not to let these burn, which means I'm going to sit here the entire time and move these around. I'm not going to leave like I do sometimes. One time I was cooking a pot of rice, and what I do is I put the rice in, and when the water is still lukewarm, and I bring it to a boil with the rice inside. Once it comes to a boil, I let it simmer for 40. I turn it down, and it simmers for 40 minutes, and then the rice is done. Good, right? No, wrong. So, I accidentally used the wrong burner, turned down the wrong burner, so essentially I turned on another burner, kept the rice one at boiling, and then went to my bedroom, where I sat on my computer for 15 minutes before my fire alarm went off, and I exited my bedroom to see smoke billowing from the kitchen. I had completely burned the rice and had to warn my roommate that that the entire apartment smelled like smoke. I would like to say, though, that none of my neighbors came to my rescue, so I'm getting better at cooking, and I'm not gonna not give Blue Apron credit. Here comes an egg. I'm going to put this in the boiling water. I'm using a spoon to pour, to dump, not dump it in, but gently place it inside so that, one, I don't burn myself, and two, we don't crack the eggs. And you hear the eggs just boiling away. Let's turn off the heat. Off. Okay. And I'm going to grab a bowl. I'm going to transfer the breadcrumbs into the bowl and then add the grated Parmesan cheese. So let me adjust my camera for you guys. let's move along. Okay, so I have taken the eggs out, but unfortunately I did end up cracking one. We'll see how they turn out at the end. But for now, I have heated up this oil. This is actually probably going to be pretty loud.
My serving, and I took the
videos, let me know. I'm always down to try new recipes.